So, Hank, is the fiscal cliff casting a shadow on the Christmas shopping season here, as well as everything else?
Regrettably, it is. Consumer confidence fell off dramatically in the first week in December, Matthew, which was unexpected and explained largely by the continuing impasse in Congress over the fiscal cliff. Confidence had been increasing steadily since about May, and it was just all of a sudden we got that break in December as consumers woke up to the fact that unless Congress acts, their taxes are going to go up and spending's going to go down.
Do you think people were assuming up until then that Congress would be able to walk back from the cliff as it had done over previous impasses?
Yes, absolutely. And it appears there's a little bit better news. The Republicans are agreeing to raise some tax rates on high-income individuals, so we'll perhaps get past this.
You say also that retail sales rebounded in November after falling in October due to Hurricane Sandy. Now, did Sandy make a dent in Florida's retailing as well?
No, not much of a dent here in Florida, but it did affect the national numbers, and now we've gotten the rebound effect.
So how do you see that playing out? I mean, what's the data showing you?
Well, the data are showing that retail sales continue to be strong, especially for electronics and hard goods, a little weaker in department stores.
When you look at department stores in Central Florida, I mean, clearly there are a lot of big box stores as well. The retail market, I guess, has changed a little bit in recent years, and there's now the online retailers competing as well. How does that play into things here in Central Florida?
Well, it has a significant effect all across the nation, a little less here in Central Florida because we have the benefit of so many tourists coming and they do tend to shop. But that said, e-commerce is rising at a 15% compound annual rate. So it does have an effect on the amount of money spent at stores and the amount of stores, therefore, that can be supported in the economy.
What are those brick and mortar retail stores in Central Florida doing about this competition from online commerce?
Well, they've done a variety of things. They try to provide a much better shopping experience. They're coordinating their websites ever more closely with their stores. Walmart, for example, is going to same-day delivery, which is some of the things that consumers want. All that said, though, brick-and-mortar retail stores are not going away despite the e-commerce. There's certain things that are not amenable to purchase. Mattresses don't really work very well in e-commerce. But electronics, MP3, subscriptions, that works very well. Ever more media are going to come over the Internet. But the large hard goods are going to continue to be bought at retail stores.
And is that the kind of thing that people do like to splash out on at Christmas time? And you mentioned mattresses. I don't imagine that would be number one on maybe people's shopping list for Christmas, but maybe I'm wrong.
No, but people do buy big appliances for Christmas and automobiles and other large goods and a lot of furniture. So there's a number of goods that remain at the brick-and-mortar stores. And many people like the shopping experience. They enjoy going out on the holidays.
Obviously, in Orlando here in Central Florida, we have a lot of theme parks, and we do get that continual flow of visitors. And those visitors, after they've been to the theme parks, they often do a bit of shopping on the side. So we have a bit of a buffer in terms of customers. When you look at Christmas and the retail calendar in Central Florida, is it as important as it might be in other areas?
Actually, it's more important because we get that surge of visitors. Our winter season's not quite as big as our summer season, but our winter season is big. There are many people that come to Central Florida to celebrate their Christmas holidays, and they really shop up a storm. Most of our domestic tourists come from east of the Mississippi River, and they come from the traditional New York, New Jersey, that kind of area. Now, some of that's going to be slowed because of Hurricane Sandy, but what we're seeing is a tremendous surge of international visitors, more than we typically get, and so that's backfilled nicely, and it looks like we're going to have a great winter tourist season. There's been enough economic recovery that actually most people are spending more this holiday season. Estimates range between 3 and 5%. I'm at the higher range. I think once we resolve a little bit of the uncertainty over the fiscal cliff, people will spend a little more lavishly for Christmas this year.
Are you confident that that fiscal cliff issue will get resolved in the next week?
Well, I think it's better than 3 chances out of 4 that it will.
That sounds pretty good from an economist.
Yeah, holiday cheer for all of us, hopefully, Matthew.